It's no surprise that when we raised those issues, clearly and directly, we got a defensive response.
U.S. and Chinese diplomats meet face-to-face. It's Monday, March 22nd. This is VOA Asia. I'm Jim Stevenson in Washington. You'll find us online at Facebook at VOA Asia, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Also ahead, denouncing hate against Asian Americans. Vaccine diplomacy heats up. Pioneering on Mars. It's all on today's VOA Asia. The United States and China held the first face-to-face talk since Joe Biden became president in January, and the initial discussion in front of media cameras and microphones was less than diplomatic. The U.S. Secretary of State and National Security Advisor wrapped up the talks with top Chinese officials in Alaska Friday. Elizabeth Lee reports.
2 days of tense U.S.-China talks in Alaska wrapped up Friday, with the Chinese delegation leaving without comment. The main areas of disagreement continue to be China's treatment of the Muslim Uyghur minority group and aggressive actions in Hong Kong, Tibet, and Taiwan.
It's no surprise that when we raised those issues, clearly and directly, we got a defensive response.
China has no room for compromise on issues concerning its sovereignty, security, and core interests. Our determination and will to safeguard our own core interests are unswerving.
The issues of economics, trade, technology, and cyber attacks, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says, will be reviewed with Congress and U.S. allies to advance the interests of businesses and workers. The first Biden administration meeting of the two superpowers comes on the heels of Blinken's trip to meet with U.S. allies South Korea and Japan amid China's growing assertiveness in Asia. Blinken says the goal of the meeting was to lay out the priorities of the Biden administration. While there are many issues on which the two countries don't see eye to eye,
on Iran, on North Korea, on Afghanistan, on climate, our interests intersect.
Analysts say while it is too soon to tell what Biden's China policy is, they don't expect too much of a difference from the last administration's approach.
So far, I would say I see more continuity than change in U.S. policy from the Trump administration to the Biden administration. Let's identify areas where we and the Chinese disagree and push them and demonstrate our willingness to protect our interests. That's much more likely to get us to a stable relationship faster.
Analysts say even with the tough Chinese rhetoric, much of it aimed at its domestic audience, China would like to decrease tensions with the U.S.
In their dream world, the United States would back down on wanting to be a major power in the Indo-Pacific. I do not think that will happen.
Especially after what some analysts describe as a toxic relationship between China and the U.S. during the Trump administration.
There was an expectation that the Biden administration would be able to encourage a detoxification of sorts of the relationship. But we've seen that the relationship has only been further poisoned at this point.
This meeting is just the first step, and analysts say the U.S. and China will move forward. But it will take time for the leadership of both countries to determine what a sustainable relationship would look like. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News.
We invite you to read and see much more on our top story and all the stories you hear on today's VOA Asia by following our Twitter stream at VOA Asia. Also stop by our Facebook page, and you can visit the website. That's voanews.com. These are among some of the top Asia headlines you'll find right now when you visit voanews.com. Heavy rains in Australia's east bring worst floods in 50 years. Pro-democracy protesters injured as Thai police break up protest. Filipino troops kill rebel commander, rescue last hostage. China and United States to form climate change working group, according to China. U.S. urges preservation of incredible biodiversity in Cambodian forest. You'll find expanded coverage of these stories and much more on Facebook at VOA Asia and at the voanews.com website. I'm Jim Stevenson in Washington. Let's continue with VOA Asia. President Joe Biden denounced attacks on Asian Americans after meeting with community leaders in Atlanta, Georgia, following a shooting that killed 8 people, including 6 women of Asian descent. Incidents of hate against the community have been especially challenging to combat. White House correspondent Patsy Whitaker-Swara has more.
Asian lives matter!
Asian lives matter!
Protesters marched through Minneapolis, Minnesota, in solidarity with the Asian American community, following mass shootings at 3 spas in Atlanta, Georgia.
Whatever the killer's motive, these facts are clear. 6 out of the 8 people killed on Tuesday night were of Asian descent.
Vice President Kamala Harris and President Joe Biden met with community leaders in Atlanta Friday to hear their concerns about the rise of hate-fueled incidents against Asian Americans.
They've been attacked, blamed, scapegoated, and harassed. They've been verbally assaulted, physically assaulted, killed. Documented incidents of hate against Asian Americans have seen a skyrocketing spike over the last year, let alone the ones that happened and never get reported.
Proving that an attack is motivated by traits like race, religion, and sexual orientation is often challenging, but it's important to charge it as a hate crime when it meets the legal standard, experts say.
Having a statute on books like that gives a level of comfort to communities of color, people who are in protected classes, you know, gender, sexual orientation, LGBTQ. And so it's very important that the statute actually is used when appropriate and not just be a figurehead on the statute books.
There is a long history of racism against Asian Americans. After Japan attacked Pearl Harbor during World War II, the Roosevelt administration held people of Japanese descent in internment camps. There is also the model minority myth, the perception of universal success among Asian Americans that downplays their struggles.
You create this wedge, Asian Americans as sort of the one that's put on a pedestal against other minority groups. So you create this dual process of divide and conquer, as well as making it seem like Asian Americans are free of any experiences of racism.
Atlanta authorities have not ruled out charging the suspect, Robert Aaron Long, with hate crimes on top of 8 counts of murder. Meanwhile, Biden is urging Congress to pass the COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act, saying it would expedite federal response to the rise of hate crimes exacerbated during the pandemic and support state and local governments to improve hate crimes reporting and deterrence. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News.
In Myanmar, security forces cracked down again on anti-government protesters across the country in the face of mounting global criticism over their increasingly aggressive campaign to end the demonstrations triggered by the February 1st coup. Protesters ran away as tear gas and live rounds were fired in northern Myanmar, according to international and local media reports. Myanmar Now reported that one neighborhood night guard was fatally shot, 2 others critically injured in the central city of Mogok. On Friday, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres strongly condemned the continuing brutality of the Myanmar military. Happening now in Asia, defying Myanmar's military crackdown, anti-coup protesters in Mandalay held a rally at dawn early Sunday to avoid major confrontations with security forces and police. Medical personnel, including doctors, nurses, medical students, and pharmacists, joined pro-democracy protesters marching overnight. Stay up to date with VOA. You're listening to VOA Asia. It's nice to start a brand new week with you on VOA Asia. Thanks for stopping by. China has become a major supplier of vaccines to Latin America, and the United States has come under criticism for not sharing its vaccine supplies with its neighbors. As VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain tells us, the White House says the Biden administration is now working on a plan to begin sharing.
Hope has arrived at this clinic in La Paz, Bolivia, in the form of Sinovac and Sinopharm vaccines from China. Bolivia, like other Latin American countries, has been ravaged by COVID-19. China says it plans to provide vaccines to 53 countries, including many in Latin America, and to make inoculation accessible and affordable. President Joe Biden says he is focusing on getting the vaccines to all eligible Americans before exporting it. But his administration is increasingly facing questions about why the U.S. is not sharing its vaccine supplies with its neighbors, especially warehoused doses of the AstraZeneca shot, which has not been approved for use in the United States. Now, the White House says the administration plans to share some doses of AstraZeneca first with neighbors Canada and Mexico.
I can confirm that we have 7 million releasable doses available of AstraZeneca. 2.5 million of those, we are working to finalize plans to lend those to Mexico, and 1.5 million to Canada.
Experts say China's much larger-scale sharing of medical supplies, after the pandemic originated in Wuhan, has given Beijing a diplomatic boost and also soft power leverage in Mexico, Brazil, and other developing nations.
China has been able to contain the pandemic within its borders more effectively than the United States and other Western democracies have. That means there's less demand for the vaccine in China, and it gives the Chinese government more breathing room to send vaccines abroad.
But Secretary of State Antony Blinken, while visiting Asia, cautioned there are strings attached to China's medical diplomacy. And most experts agree there is nothing soft about China's approach. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
NASA calls its latest mission on the surface of Mars a Wright Brothers moment of aeronautical pioneering. The ISS gets hardware upgrades, and Russia's lone female cosmonaut now has a Barbie doll in her own image. VOA's Arash Arabasadi brings us the week in space.
Just 1 week after NASA celebrated audio captured on Mars by the Perseverance rover, astronauts closer to home performed upgrades to the plumbing on the International Space Station. Victor Glover and Mike Hopkins spacewalked for 6 hours and 47 minutes. The two have 9 spacewalks between them. Glover and Hopkins rearranged ISS plumbing to vent part of the external cooling system. All of this will be in time for the arrival of French ESA astronaut and incoming ISS station commander Thomas Pesquet. Pesquet will be the third European in the role, and the 43-year-old says he plans to share French dishes with his crewmates, including almond cake and beef bourguignon. He is expected to launch from Florida's Cape Canaveral on April 22nd. Meanwhile, the Perseverance rover recently landed on Mars and drove its first few meters. The next step is to find a suitable launch pad for the Ingenuity helicopter on board. Operational lead at NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab, Timothy Canham, says designing a helicopter for Mars posed new challenges on Earth.
We had to do very new kinds of algorithms in the software. We had to design hardware especially for flying on Mars. And so all of that was a challenge. We did things that have never been done before. It's sort of a Wright Brother moment in that we get to go to a planet somewhere outside of Earth and try a helicopter there that's never been tried before.
In August 1909, the first Air Corps in the world was created by the United States Army with the purchase of one of the earliest Wright Brothers heavier-than-aircraft.
The Wright Brothers are known for successfully flying in 1903, earning them the title First in Flight. Today, fewer than 120 years later, NASA expects the Perseverance will navigate the Martian terrain for them to launch and operate the Ingenuity helicopter from Earth in their very own first-in-flight moment. Finally this week, Russia's lone active female cosmonaut now has a doll in her image. Toymaker Mattel recently released the Anna Kakina Barbie. It's part of the company's You Can Be Whoever You Want campaign. The 36-year-old is scheduled for a mission to the ISS in 2022. The one-of-a-kind doll is not for sale. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
You've been listening to VOA Asia. Find us online at Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Just look us up under our name, VOA Asia. We also thank our managing editor, Diane Gao, and our VOA Asia team, Ira Melman, Doug Bernard, Keith Lane, and Amy Hybels. I'm Jim Stevenson. We're in Washington. We hope you have a great day ahead. Be safe. Be well.